Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Dave Revering. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Essien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Craig Minetto. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Gaudette. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Gaudette and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Henderson trying to get to home. Cowens throws the ball into Gaudette who tags Henderson who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Gaudette and he is safe. Murphy steals second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Out of the reach of Murphy. Otis reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1. And the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a pop-up towards short. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Essien juggles the ball. That's an error on Essien. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Heath and he is out, Chalk applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Nettles now playing left field. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chalk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Royals, 1. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaudette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minetto fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards misplays the ball. That's an error on Edwards. Gaudette moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing shortstop. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy bunts towards third. Terrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Cowens fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cowens. Murphy goes all the way around to score. Revering moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Revering tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wallace moves to third. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gaudette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Revering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaudette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Clint Hurdle now playing left field. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a line drive into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy, who is chasing the ball. Wathen reaches third base with a triple. Cowens scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Brian Kingman now pitching. Steve Braun pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Way then scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Athletics, 4, Royals, 4. German Baranka pinch runs for Steve Braun. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baranka. The throw from Heath and he is out, Edwards applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaudette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk misplays the ball. That's an error on Chalk. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 4. The Athletics will come to bat. German Baranka now playing third base. Jerry Terrell now playing shortstop. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Gaudette and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Revering reaches third base with a triple. Cowens throws the ball into Gaudette, who tags Revering trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Henderson scores. Murphy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 4. the Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy, who is chasing the ball. Hurdle reaches third base with a triple. White scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.